Dalad Menachemov, Monday the 23rd of July, Rabbi Yanky Wiesenfeld, swimming on Shabbos.
There's a well-known vault on Parshas Tetzaveh. Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned in Parshas Tetzaveh. And the vault, I forget who it was, I think maybe it was one of the Baba Verebes. He said over like this, that Moshe Rabbeinu said in Parshas Kisiso, he said to the Rabbein Shavim, Ayin, that if you don't listen to me, save Klal Yisrael, then Mecheni no Mesifrach Vasher, then delete me from your Sefer. And Kishkoga Hayotzim Repi Ashalet, once Moshe Rabbeinu had uttered those words, that had to be Mekuyim in some form or another, the Rabbein Shavim decided there will be a Sedra without Moshe Rabbeinu's name. But the next week was by Yachel, and Rabbi Yisrael said, no, I'm going to leave Moshe Rabbeinu's name in there. And then came Pekudze, and one Sedra after the other, Rabbi Yisrael kept on pushing it off. And until you got round to the next year, and you're one Shabbos before Parshas Kisiso. And Parshas Tetzaveh was already the last opportunity to leave Moshe Rabbeinu's name out, and therefore Parshas Tetzaveh doesn't contain Moshe Rabbeinu's name. That's the vault that's said over. Last year, we have in Mijas in Spain, we've been having a minyan a number of years. And last year, Menachem David Zaltzman, who was the founder of Torah Way, said, working on the same theme as Torah Way, the halacha, that the halacha is that one should go out from tefillah into Torah. That's why we have Torah Way every day. So he said, it's past nish that we should daven shachris, and we shouldn't be followed by advar Torah. So I ended up saying advar Torah every day there. And as the part-time self-appointed Mora de Astra of Mijas in Spain, I was asked, by somebody, are you allowed to swim on Shabbos? Right? Most of the people there have got access to a private pool on Shabbos in the villa, in the chotzer, wherever they're staying. And I asked, I must tell you that unfortunately, the Mora de Astra there is not much of a Talmud Chochem. And I didn't know. And I didn't have the Sforim to look it up. And I said, Bleed, I'll look it up and find out. And I've been pushing it off and pushing it off and pushing it off. But now we're come up there. We're come up back to going there. And I had to find out just in case somebody maybe the same person will come and ask me, Mussad Zayn, are we allowed to swim on Shabbos? What's the issue of swimming on Shabbos, if indeed it is also? Also, it has another connection with Torah Way, because both Dudi and Ronnie have been speaking recently about the Yisurim of swimming, but in the 5-minute slot on Erev Shabbos, they didn't really have time to explore it in all its aspects. I say the fight in all its depth. Finally, the standard disclaimer and caveat that I say each time I speak, I'm not a Rav, I'm not a Poisek, I'm not allowed to paskin here, it would be a Moriah Locha Bifnei Rabboi. I can explore the Inyonim with you, I can share the things that I've learned and that I've seen, and any Shalas Namasa you've got to ask your Rav. There's a book written by Reb Aaron Rakefet Rothkopf. About the history of the Kehillah in Cincinnati, in Ohio, in America. And he writes there that in 1961, I'm quoting, the Cincinnati Jewish Community Center decided to open its facilities on Saturday afternoon. The rabbi was consulted by the center leadership to help plan a program of activity which would be in consonance with the Sabbath. Under his guidance, the center adopted 14 regulations for Shabbos afternoon events, and this community center included a swimming pool and a gym. And the rules were, just run through them very quickly, there was that none of the programs in the community center should clash. It couldn't be open during davening times, Friday night or Shabbos afternoon, or Shabbos morning. No parking, no smoking, no card playing, no cooking. No sale of any kind, whether by cash or tickets, no vending machines, no music. Lights can be turned on and off but by non-Jewish personnel. Steam room operated by non-Jewish personnel. If showers are used, hot water tanks had to be preheated before Shabbos, and temperatures kept no higher than 75 degrees, which is Fahrenheit, which is 25 centigrade, which is well below Yad Seledes. No writing, cutting, arts and crafts, power tools, work tools, no public telephones. Swimming is permitted. Swimming was permitted in this public pool in the Jewish community center, but bathing suits may not be carried to or from the center or wrung out on the Shabbos. The center will supply polyethylene bags in which wetsuits can be deposited to be picked up after the Sabbath. And the other thing was any staff member that conscientiously objected to working in the center on Shabbos didn't have to work. The center called attention to the fact that it did not have an indoor swimming pool. Its outdoor pool, used only in the summer, was heated by the atmosphere. Now, as you can imagine, the innovations in Cincinnati were soon detailed in national Jewish publications. and the response was something between incredulity and outrage. He was roundly criticised and condemned by Rabbonim all over the country as a Poritz Geder. It was the thin end of the wedge. This is sanctioning Chilul Shabbos in public. He wrote there, "I know the leaders of the Jewish Community Centre in Cincinnati. I have confidence in them. I know they operate a kosher kitchen with adequate supervision. I live in Cincinnati and I can keep an eye on what's happening there. I'm well known in the Orthodox Jewish community of America, and that many rabbis in this country are my students. And therefore, I have confidence that my recommendations were based on a very sound knowledge and interpretation of the halacha." Now, who was this rabbi? This rabbi was not some modern reform, liberal, or progressive rabbi. Right? He was Rav Agon, Rabbi Eliezer Silver, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. Just to tell you, he was a Talmud of the Rogatchover, a Talmud of the Netziv, and he received smicha for Reb Chaim Oizer Grudzinski before he emigrated to America in 1907. He was the head of the Vaad HaRabbonim in America. He headed the delegation to President Roosevelt in order a delegation of 400 Rabbonim, all the Frum Rabbonim, Rosh Yeshiva, Rebbes, who came along as one, what's called, he was the head of that delegation in order to beg the American army that they should bomb the lines to Auschwitz, etc. He was the founder of Agudas Yisrael in America in 1939, and he founded the Vaad Hatzolah, which was there in order to assist those Yidden Nebuch who were suffering in Europe during and after the war. He raised about $5 million. In the 1940s, and his organization, Vaad HaTzolah, was second only in size to the joint. So we're talking here about a Talmud Chochem, about a Yore, about a Sholem, an Erlich Yid. And he was the one who sanctioned the opening of this. He lived in Cincinnati, he was the Rav in Cincinnati, and he sanctioned the opening of the swimming pool, and he said that it was kosher. His psak was Oscar Halton al Pi Halocha. So we have to look at the situation and see why. I would say, you know, Chas v'Shalom, not to say anything against him, we have to find out why he was right. I think that's what we're here to do today. So let's have a look at what could be right and what could be wrong with swimming on Shabbos. Obviously, to take two extremes, Mishum Pekuach Nefesh, if there's a reason for Pekuach Nefesh, if a person's life is in danger, whether it's his own life or whether it's somebody else's life, then swimming is mutter on Shabbos. Not only mutter, it's a mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah lefarsem. Everybody should know that swimming has got no problem whatsoever. Mishum pekuach nefesh, other rabba, it would be a mitzvah. At the other extreme, we have a pasuk that says, a pasuk in Yeshaya, v'chibadatoi me'asois drochecho, that you should be mechabed the Shabbos, not to behave. Mimtoi cheftzecho v'dabedov. And the Gemara Shabbos says, in Kuf Yud Gimel, shelo yehi hanhog goscho b'Shabbos, ka'an goscho b'chol. You don't behave on Shabbos the way that you behave during the week. And throughout the generations, many takonos were made by Chazal in many generations, up to today's generation, were on the basis of that the Rabbonim feel that this is how a Shabbos should feel, and this is how a Shabbos should be. So we have to look in between those two extremes, from Pikuach Nefesh to Mimtoi Chefzecha, to what we call Uvdin Dechol, not behaving on Shabbos like your behavior on the weekday. We've got to look now, do we have any Yisurim Deraisa? Do we have any Yisurim Drabonon because of a chashash that you'll be over Deraisa? Do we have any Yisurim Drabonon which are purely an Issa Drabonon? Or do we have Minhogim here? What are we dealing with? Yesterday, I met one of the regulars who came out every day, isn't here today, and he said to me, "I heard that you're speaking tomorrow about swimming on Shabbos. The answer is no." And in fact, he's not here today, so probably he's already decided. Now, I've got somebody staying with me, Abocha, and he saw me yesterday learning. He asked me when I'm learning, why am I preparing, etc., etc. And I said, "Swimming on Shabbos." He said, "Savada osa." That's the natural reaction that people will take. And L'chayra, if you have a look briefly at Chazal, L'chayra, they're right. And maybe L'chayra, Rabbi Silver's got a problem. The first source is the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Be'or, Perek Hei, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah says, Ve'elehei Mishum Shvus. These are things which are as also on Yom Tov, Mishum Anissa Drabonon, as they are on Shabbos. It says, Lo yoylim be'ilon, you're not allowed to climb trees because you might break off leaves. Lo reichin al gaba behema, you're not allowed to ride animals because you might break off a stick in order to use it as a riding crop. Velo shotin al panei hamayim, and you're not allowed to swim. A clear Mishnah that says you're not allowed to swim on Yontif as much as you're not allowed to swim on Shabbos. In Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Lamatesif base, Ein shotin al padei hamayim. You're not allowed to swim on Shabbos. Afilu bebreicha shebechotzer, says the Mechaber. Even in a pool, in a private Rishus HaYochid, you're not allowed to swim on Shabbos. Aklo halacha gepaskent. To bring you right up to date, the latest edition of the Shmir Shabbos Gilchosar says, I mean, there's obviously a lot of discussion in between the Mishnah to the Shulchan Aruch to the Shmir Shabbos, but just to bring us right up to date, Shmir Shabbos Gilchosar, Perik Yud Dalet, Sif Yud Beis in the new edition. Also, Lishchos, Gam B'Shabbos, Gam B'Yotif, swimming is forbidden on Shabbos and on Yontif. V'noi Hagim, Gam Loi Lishrachitz, B'Yomai V'Breicho, Afilo B'Li Lishchos, and the minig is not to immerse oneself in the sea or in a pool, Afilo B'Li Lishchos, even without swimming. And if Sif Kotten Lamad Ches, in the notes at the bottom, he writes there, I haven't brought you down all the details and all the sources which usually brings for most halachas. Everybody says it's osur, so therefore there's nothing to discuss. So it would seem like the first havamina that these people were right, that it's osur al pi halacha. It's clearly passed like that. Sign Shulchan Aruch and the Shmir Shabbos brings it down. So I was looking to explore, in that case, Rav Silva, who said that it was Mutta al-Pi Halacha, also knew what he was talking about. He knew that he hadn't seen the Shmir Shabbos Gilchosa, but everything up to his time, right, in 1961, he'd seen all the Sforim, the Yeshoinim, the Acharonim, and he knew the Halacha as well, and yet he passed in Leheta. So I tried to explore what are the various possibilities of Issa, and then see whether or not we can... whether or not we can find the heter in each of them for Rabbi Silva's psak. So the first one is, I found 11 possibilities of what the issa might be. Some of them are deraisas, some of them are drabonons, some of them in hogim. Let's run through them very quickly. I'm going to run through the list, and then I want to go back to each one of them and have a look at it in slightly more detail in order to see whether or not we can come to a conclusion. The first one is the Av Melocha. The first one that's brought Be'ika in Shulchan Aruch is the Av Melocha of Makeh Bepatish. Makeh Bepatish is Halacha number 38 out of the 39 Ovos Melochas. It's an Av Melocha. The Gemara says that the reason why you're not allowed to swim on Shabbos, yeah, the Mishnah says in Shotin, you're not allowed to swim. Says the Gemara in Be'ah, why is one not allowed to swim on Shabbos? Dudi mentioned this, Ronnie discussed it as well. Shema Yaseh Chovis Shel Shayotin. Rashi says that the chashash was that a person might make a float in order to assist him in swimming. This was the forerunner of our inflatable rings, of our armbands, of our life vests. Then in those days they used to make some sort of a gadget. Rashi says it was a keli shel gumo, it was made out of rubber. Tosafot says it was made out of cheres. But in any event, it was some sort of a long cylinder, and it contained air inside. And it was used in order, Rashi says, "Kemin chovis arucha lil moit boy loshut al panei hamayim." For somebody who couldn't swim, they would learn to swim by using this floating device. And the problem was that sometimes it would break, and you'd have to do a puncture repair. And to do it, as we know, Makeh Bepatish, the Issa of Makeh Bepatish, the Amalocha of Makeh Bepatish on Shabbos, is to finish something off if you're making something new, or to repair something that is broken in order to make it fit for use again. The standard example that they give a Makeh Bepatish is if somebody buys a new jacket, and the jacket is completely perfect and finished in every way, except that the tailor has sewn together the pockets in order to make it hang better in the shop. And all you do is you remove the thread of that pocket. That's the Makeh Bepatish. You've finished off this object. But who adin, if something would tear, or something would be broken, or a button would come off, and you're replacing something to make it fit for use again, then that could be the Issa Doraisa of Makeh Bepatish. Therefore, Chazal had a chashash of Shemo Yaseh Chovis Shayotin, that if you allow a person to swim, then maybe he will create a float, or he'll repair a float, and therefore there was Nisa Makeh Bepatish. The second Av Melocha that's brought down, which is number 39 in our list of 39 Melochas, is Moitzi Mereshus Lereshus. That in certain situations there would be a problem, that a person would end up moving water from the Reshus HaYochid to the Reshus HaRabim. Either because he's got a pool in his Reshus HaYochid, which is near the exterior, and a belly flop will cause somebody jumps into the water, creates a big splash, maybe some of the water will end up crossing the mechitza from the Reshus HaYochid to the Reshus HaRabim, or that the person will go swimming, and he'll be carrying water on him, which is still on him, which he's taken out from the pool, and then he will walk with that water across the mechitza from the Reshus HaYochid to the Reshus HaRabim. Therefore you've got a second chashash, which is brought down, a chashash deraisa of Av Melocha of Moitzi Mereshus Lereshus. The third one, which I saw brought down once, and I can't remember where, and I couldn't find it the second time, is a chashash of Zoreah, if there's any grass growing around, if there are any plants growing around, any herbs growing around the pool, then obviously when one splashes in the pool, there's a possibility that the water will end up watering the plants. And there's a chashash that would be an Issa Zoreah. Yeah, we'll discuss. We're going to go through them, and we're going to say why we don't think that each one should necessarily apply in our case. Okay, the next chashash, let's run through the 11 chashoshes. The number 4 is Schita Shel Begodim, which everybody knows, is the squeezing out, the issa of squeezing out Begodim on Shabbos. And here we have the issa of Schita of Begodim because of two possible Av Melochas. There's an issa of Schita of Dosh. Dosh is the issa of winnowing. It's extracting one thing from another. So to squeeze out juice from an orange, is the issa of schita, which is dosh, and the reason there is because I want the orange. There's a schita mishum, I want the orange juice, I want the juice. So there's an issa of schita. So one possibility is if a person's going to use a swimsuit or something and wring it out afterwards, then there'll be an issa schita because the water is coming out of the beget. There is a second issa schita, which is brought down, which is mishum melaben. By the way, dosh is melocha number 5, melaben is melocha number 13. Melaben is the issa of laundering. And the standard method of laundering comprises of three processes. Process number 1 in every laundering is to wet the beget in order to loosen the dirt, and we'll come back to that soon. The second one is the actual washing, which is the moving around, etc., with or without chemicals, but it's actually passing the water in and out through the water, through the baguette. And the third one afterwards is to wring it out. So the schita, mishum melaben, is another issa of schita, another aspect of it. And here you'd have the same thing, that you've got your water in the thing, somebody will squeeze it out, so there could be an issa schita. The next one is the schita of hair, which Dodi mentioned, that again, there is a chashash schita, that the water is gathered. That one is easier, because hair itself, Dodi mentioned, is not absorbent. It's only the water that's caught between the hair, but the fibers of the hair itself do not absorb the water. So therefore, but there's still a chashash schita that a person comes out from the pool with wet hair, and when he's drying himself out, he's going to squeeze water out of his hair. Then there's the melaben of begodim. We mentioned, again, this is the issa melaben itself of laundering, because the first process in every laundering is to wet the beged in order to loosen the dirt. Therefore, the very act, the Gemara says, shriyosoi zuhi kivisosoi, the very act of making a beged wet is itself already the first stage of melaben. Right? In every dishwasher, and in every washing machine, there's a first stage, which is the pre-wash, which is the rinsing of the beged in order to loosen the dirt before you get into the washing itself. So that's the next chashash, that was number 7. Number 8 is the chashash of rechitza, of washing. And again, we'll discuss why it does or doesn't apply, but to wash oneself on Shabbos. And again, there are two aspects to this, the washing oneself when one's in the pool, and the washing oneself in the shower afterwards. And then we have the issa of refuah. The Gemara says, and the Mishnah and the Shulchan Aruch brings it down, the halacha, that it's forbidden to do something on Shabbos which is obviously mishum exercise. So, to go for a walk on Shabbos is mutter, even if you think even if your kavana is that you're going for a walk in order for health purposes, because somebody who sees you on the street sees that you're going for a Shabbos afternoon walk, that's all right. But to go for a power walk or to go jogging, so that somebody can see actually that you're doing it for health purposes, exercise for health purposes is a gezeira midrabanan mishum shchikas samamonim. Anything for refuah was a gezeira in case a person might come to grind herbs and that sort of thing in order to take what's called the mafoshim. Explain, because a lot of the things that you can achieve, maybe through exercise, maybe through if the whole purpose of it is in order to create sweat and that sort of thing, there might be a chashash that somebody might want to circumvent the need for the exercise and create a drug which will achieve the same end, so to speak. If he wants to raise his heart rate or whatever it is, one could do these things alternatively through drugs. Therefore, there's a chashash of shchikas samamonim not to do something specifically because of exercise. And therefore, if somebody is going to the swimming pool, he might be doing that for the kavona of the exercise, the health benefits, so there might be an issur refuah. And then the final one that we mentioned is our uvdin dechol, right? The fact that it's not shabbastik. It's just something that one does during the week, and it's not the right sort of thing that one would do lechatchila for Shabbos, and therefore it's because of mitzvah chetzachov adavedova, it is possible that Chazal would say this isn't the right thing that we should be doing on Shabbos. So with all these 11 possible isurim of deraisas and drabonons, right, we have to know why it's okay to swim in Cincinnati on Shabbos afternoon. So let's run through them very quickly and see if we've got 11 skipples to knock over. The first ones, let's take the first two together. Makeh bepatish, of the float, yeah? And also moitzi mirishus lirishus. The Shulchan Aruch Mechaber says as follows. We've already explained what makeh bepatish was, to create or to repair the float. The Shulchan Aruch says as follows. The Mechaber says, Ein shotin apnei amayim, we mentioned, afilu bebeich shebechotze, mipnei shamayim nekorim, because the water, the Mechaber says, the water will be disturbed, v'yoytzim chutz lebreicha, and they will move out of the pool, and they'll move from the Rishos Hayochid to the Rishos Rabin. V'im yesh lo sof osoviv, says the Mechaber, and this is Gemara, that if the pool has a rim, if it has a lip, so that there's a wall which is higher than the level of the water, then that's mutter. Why? Because even though you're moving the water to the edge, the water will just come back into the pool. It's not going to move over from one side. Masha Enkein, in a natural body of water where there is there's a shoreline, where there's a beach. So therefore, have a lokele v'lega lemiksa shema chayov shema yasechov shalchayetzid. The maskana of the poskim is quite clear that this issa of moving, obviously the issue of moving water from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah or from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah will only apply if this body of water is itself a Carmelis or whether it is a Rosh Hashanah. This doesn't apply to something that is in Rosh Hashanah. So a private pool in a private piece of land, there's no issa, not of the chashash of Rosh Hashanah, of moving Dal Damas B'Rosh Hashanah, and also not the chashash of the Chovet Shel Sheyotin. Therefore, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, V'lishchos b'Shabbos b'mayim, to swim on Shabbos in water, hinei, v'nohor, in a river, uvelike, and in a lake, osa medina, is osa, v'chein, af b'vreicho, and even in a private pool, in les legedudia k'dis b'Shabbos d'afem, if it doesn't have walls around it, if it doesn't have a raised lip, so to speak, around the edge. But he says, v'im hu b'vreicho, but if it's in a pool, shehu, ha swimming pool, sheberoiv yesh lo sofo, muta medina. In a private swimming pool, in a private piece of land which has got a rim around it, it's muta bedina mitzad issa shot, mitzad the issa of swimming. He says, "Avadavka k'shemedes b'chotzer shemutel talta shom." If it's in the rishus ayochid, the rishus rabbi mekamel is also in the rishus rabbi mekamel. It's also mechashash shemiyatis ma'im chutz labrecho, in case water splashes out from one to the other. So, first of all, the first two fall away. The first two isurim fall away. The issa of ma'avim rishus lirishus, yeah, is only if it's in a rishus or rabim. And secondly, the issa of making, of makeh bepatish, of making a float, Chazal were only goyza making a float in a large body of water, like a lake or a river or a sea, yeah, but in a private pool where there was much less chashash of danger, they weren't worried about that. Zoreya, our next chashash, which was Zoreya. Obviously, you're right, in a situation where the grass comes right up to the pool, there could be a chashash that the water's going to spread onto the grass, and therefore there would be a chashash. But obviously, in an area where we're dealing with either an indoor pool or where it's paved all around, then that chashash of Zoreya we wouldn't have.
You have to walk across the grass to get back to your deck chair or something, and you have walls dripping on your body.
Possibly, yeah. And If there's a realistic chance that the water from the pool is going to end up in normal use of the then I can see that. Yeah, but if it's paved around or it's internal, what? Okay, but that might help him lekaba oynish. Right, we're going to discuss that, because let's discuss the other things. What about schitas begodim? What about the squeezing out? Yeah. So there, as you said just now, right? Meleches machsheves osro toyo. He has no kavona whatsoever, right? Unless he does it deliberately. If a person was to deliberately take his beged and he was to squeeze it out afterwards, then that would be a meleches machsheves. But even then, you're not over the yisad dosh, because the over of the yisad dosh, right, schita mishum dosh, is because you want the water, like when you squeeze out an orange and you want the juice. Here, he certainly doesn't want to do anything with the dirty water that's coming out of the beged. But you still have the problem of melabin, that if you're going to squeeze out this beged in order to extract the water from the beged, that's the final process in laundering, is to squeeze out the water from the beged. So therefore, there you will have a chashash. But that's why, in the Takonos of Cincinnati in 1961, they supplied plastic bags, and there were big notices up saying that everybody, you're not allowed to wring out your swimming costume, etc. You have to place it in a bag, fully wet, without squeezing it whatsoever, and pick it up after Shabbos, and that way you avoid it. But then a chadama, if a person was to wring out his swimsuit, then he would have a chashash of schita mishum melabin, more than mishum dosh, because mishum dosh, as I said before, and the schita saras for the same thing, right? Squeezing out the hair would be exactly the same, right? That because he's got no kavona whatsoever in doing it. Again, if he was to squeeze out his hair meforish in order to, if his hair became dry just in the course of rubbing, then that could be possibly okay, but to actually squeeze out the water from the hair and watch it drip out, again, you haven't got any need whatsoever for the you've got no need whatsoever for the water that's coming out, therefore you haven't got a schita mishum dosh. There is no issa malabin of laundering on a human body. So therefore, right, the choira, yeah, that's not such a thing to worry about, providing that one doesn't do it specifically, squeezing out the hair in order to squeeze the water out specifically. Huh? Mikveh, yeah, mikveh is another subject, but yeah, and the chanama, that's obviously very connected. Let's run through it, because I want to get very quickly there. Rechitzo, the issa of washing on Shabbos. Dudi mentioned that the issa, there isn't actually an issa to wash on Shabbos. As I said, there's no av melocha to wash oneself on Shabbos. The issa of melabin of laundering does not apply to human beings. The issa was an issa derabonon mishum the balonin, because people used to go to the bathhouse, and the people who were responsible for keeping the water hot would pretend that the water had been heated before Shabbos, and in fact they were heating it on Shabbos, and Chazal made a gezerah. I don't want to go through the what's called, but in this case, right, in this case, Rabbi Silver instituted that the water had to be kept at a very, very low temperature. The pool itself was heated naturally. There was no heating going on whatsoever. It wasn't a heated pool. And the showers were kept at 25 degrees, which is like lukewarm. And therefore, that chashash, again, he wasn't too worried about. And the issa rechitza on Shabbos, of rechitzas kol gufoy, is only al pi halacha a minhag. In a situation where there's no chashash of the water being heated on Shabbos, it's only a minhag. That's why Reb Moshe Feinstein says on his tshuva on swimming, umitzad minhag medinosenu, ein lechot kol gufay afilu betzoinen, you're not allowed to wash yourself in cold water, mitzad minhag medinosenu. And in fact, the Watzkul brings it down as well, the Minchas Yitzchok of Di Weiss brings it down, and he says, he brings down the same thing, that it's only a minhag not to wash on Shabbos, and therefore it's not such a chashash to take a cold shower on Shabbos. Mikol Mokam, he says, Re'isi ba'achroinish ha'makilim, and he brought down that even for showering, Reb Moshe Feinstein said the minhag is not to wash on Shabbos, als minhag. And the Minchas Yitzchok says, Re'isi ba'achroinish ha'makilim b'mekoy mesachamim ma'od, in hot places, kashu mitzta'ar, he brings down from the Ketos HaShulchan about it, Shulchan, that one can take a cold shower on Shabbos. Briefly, refuah, right? Our chashash of refuah, of doing exercise on Shabbos. Enchanama, if a person was to go into a pool and was clearly just doing power swimming one side to the other, backwards or forwards, and it's clearly for exercise, then there could be a chashash of exercise, one wouldn't be allowed to. And he brings it down here, B'Shem Neshalas Hashuvas Kshuvas Moshe. But Lechoyer, Rabbi Silver may have held that the people who were going there on Shabbos afternoon were mostly there for recreation. They were there in order to spend the Shabbos afternoon with the family around the pool, and the ikkah wasn't to go there and to do exercise. And I haven't got time to discuss mikveh, but mikveh is also discussed. Dudi mentioned it as well, and I haven't got time now to discuss it. And finally, uvdin dechol. I think it's quite clear that most rabbonim were told that it's not an uvdin dechol, it's not something desirable. So, having run through all the yisurim, right, Rabbi Silva was only left with the real chashash of schita, right, and which he said, don't squeeze your beged out afterwards, I will supply you with plastic bags in what's called the chashash of rechitza, which is only a minig, and he kept the water thing off. There was no chashash of heating the pool, there was no chashash of refuah unless a person was specifically doing it for exercise. There was a problem of uvdin dechol. Said Rabbi Silva, right, to his critics, he said, it's very nice, those people who come from the Kehillahs all over the country, where people are Yireim Ushleimim, and they listen to the Rabbonim, and on Shabbos afternoon, they'll have a Shabbos afternoon Shluf, and then they'll go to Daf HaYomi, and they'll go to Ashir, and they'll go to Chabura, and they'll listen to Pirkei Avos Ashir. He said, situation's not quite like that in Cincinnati. He said, I have to compare, right, these Hashoshos, maybe, of being over an Issad Rabbonon, with what my congregants are going to be doing on a Shabbos afternoon instead of, you know, as a typical Shabbos afternoon for them. They're going to be driving, they're going to be doing a DIY, they're going to be doing their gardening, who knows what other things they're going to be up to on a Shabbos afternoon. So he said as follows, he said, I would like this opportunity to emphasize at this time, that in my opinion, it's even more important for the center to be open on Shabbos than on the other days of the week. He says, you see, on the weekdays, Jewish people, adults as well as children, are busy and have many places to go for leisure time activities. However, he says, on the afternoon of Shabbos, the Jewish Community Center of Cincinnati will be the only place where I know with confidence they will be able to go and have a positive experience in the spirit of Jewish tradition in a beautiful new center building. I firmly believe that if this program is carried out properly, it will help all Jewish life in our community. But he said quite clearly, he issued another one, I haven't got time to read it out, another letter that he wrote to Rabbonim, which said, my psak was only for Cincinnati. It was my situation, the pool that I know, the situation that I know, the people I know, and the comparison to the Asurim that I know. And compared to that, I decided that it was better in Cincinnati to open the pool on a Shabbos afternoon than to allow people to be doing the various Isurim Dorais that they might otherwise have done. But obviously that's not the psak for any other Kehillah. Every Rav in his own Kehillah had to paskin accordingly.